Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here on the week of March 2nd, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yes, that's right. News AF here on a Wednesday this week to talk about all of the top interesting, hopefully fun stories in the news here this week. Back with the News AF team. Back with us, here he is, Pickleball's top influencer, Father Nature, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
It's me, and I am great. I just want to remind everybody, I know that last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was 2/22/2022. And yeah, that wasn't going to align for a trillion billion years. But today is 03/02/2022. And that's the only time in history that you're ever going to see that date, that exact date, which makes it a quadrillion day. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So got that going. Really exciting to wake up to today.
Live every day like it's 03/02/22.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go out for a jog this morning and I come back and there's dog shit all over my yard, my front yard.
Yeah.
And I know there's been little bits of it because the neighbors, there's every neighbor here has a dog. And then for some reason, they just like, I don't know if it's like a community thing where they're just like, yeah, we just let them poop in each other's front yards. And they usually kind of pick it up.
Is that a thing?
You know, I don't know.
I have an open like poop relationship.
Yeah. It seems like
it's
a thing.
Fertilizer.
Here.
Fertilize all the lawns. Our property values are skyrocketing.
Yeah, exactly. So I have, but it's not lawns. It's all like rock and natural landscape. But still, you don't want dog turds in your front yard, in my opinion. And
ideally.
So I came back into the house and was a little bit like perturbed, and I got on Amazon and I ordered some dogs with a slash through them stickers to put along the curb on my front yard, because it's been happening forever and I have cameras. I don't always know who it is, but I have a good idea and I could probably rewatch my cameras and see. But like, do I get on the neighborhood Facebook page and be like, hey, shitheads, pick up your dog shit.
Literally. Oh,
good name. Yeah. Good name for them. Yeah.
Or do I, thank you. Or do I go more passive aggressive with the signs? And then I have cameras and they do work. So I also thought like a
just
smile,
post the video.
Camera,
yeah.
Just start posting the video. Yeah. I like, that's what I don't know, but
I thought you were a big fan of shame.
Yeah. Public shaming. Public
I am shaming. A big fan of shaming.
So just start posting those videos.
Okay. Okay.
Or did you just go over and poop on their lawn?
Ooh. Well, I thought about scooping their poops and just putting them on their doorstep.
Yeah. Chucking it with a shovel, screaming, frothing at the mouth.
Yeah.
Dog poop.
I could actually. We have tortoise poops that I do take care of in the backyard.
You should build a dog poop trebuchet that just launches dog poos. And you just put it right back in. It sits on your front yard and then shoots it over.
I thought I could.
Sounds like fun.
I thought I could take like a whole bucket of tortoise turds and dump them on their front yard.
What are tortoise turds like? Are they comparable to dog turds?
No, not at all. They're not near as offensive. They're comparable to a horse turd.
Yeah, that's not bad enough. Mm. I guess like a whole horse turd
but not
is
in
probably
size.
Equal to a dog. Yeah, that's
not
what I'm
in
saying.
Size. Not the in size yet. They're
the
smaller.
Size compensates for the stink. I think that's a fair trade.
So they're... our tortoise's turds right now are about the same size as a kind of a little dog turd, but they're all grass. So if you can't really smell it, if you get close, it smells like horse manure.
Yeah.
Cause it's just grass, masticated grass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tyson. Yeah. I mean, I thought where you lived was paradise. You've always spoken highly of it.
Oh, I'm fuming. For the
scorpions. And now it's like maybe the grass is always greener on, you know, especially in your case where there is no grass.
Tyson, what if you got a sign that said like, oh, just put poison down. Do not like.
I thought about that too. I thought about just putting something or just posting and being like, hey, I've had a rodent problem. So I just like laced my entire front yard with rodent poison.
Right.
Please.
Right.
Keep your dogs off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I'm going to do the stickers because I did order them on Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that first.
Don't waste
them. If I keep noticing turds, then I'm going to take it to the next level until it is done.
Mm-hmm.
Can't win this battle. Dog owners are the most inconsiderate people.
Hey, Danny, you're insulting me. I'm a dog owner.
I said some dog owners. Okay. You don't have to put yourself in that category. But it's just getting out of control, especially with so many people buying dogs during the pandemic. Now a bunch of people have untrained dogs, usually two of them, and they have no way of controlling them, even though they'll shout their name over 500 times and the dog will not respond to anything they say or do. And it's gotten out of control, absolutely out of control.
I do want to shout out my other neighbor dog owner who has two very old golden labs. And I saw him the other day and he only had one golden lab. And he said he had lost his golden lab, but he was in the process of adopting another very old golden lab from the breeder he's used his entire life. So what he does is he takes the dogs that are now too old to breed and just sees them to their death, gives them a happy life. And I was like, this dude is super commendable because he's too old to give the love and attention to a young golden lab, but to an old golden lab that's moving slow, he's like the perfect match. I was like, this should be a law almost. Like if you are over the age of 80 and want a dog, it has to be an old dog so that you don't outlive it.
My kind of dog is a robot dog.
Yeah.
No poop, does lots of things that I can't do, like run into a burning building, bite other dogs in half that are nipping at me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it's just like a very good dog that doesn't poop on Tyson's lawn.
Okay.
That follows all of my commands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a clean, clean animal.
Yeah. I mean, it might kill you, but
it
I'm willing to take that risk. Yeah,
yeah, me
I would
too.
Take that risk.
I can't wait.
If you show it a respect and a love, like, is it going to kill you?
I've got a good record with the, if the AIs are listening, they know that all three of us,
they've never killed you once.
We've never said anything disparaging about
you. You're the most outspoken pro teledildonics person in the industry.
For billionaire sure. Teledildonics AI, whatever. I'm all for all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some more than others.
Big respect, Danny. Big respect.
Let's talk about some of our top stories. And actually, this is a great lead-in from what Tyson was talking about because, Tyson, you already have a huge supply of dog excrement at your disposal.
Sure. Yeah, I have some. That's for sure.
You have some ready to go.
Yeah.
So there, I have an offer for you. The makers of Omni, a plant-based dog food, is seeking for a dedicated dog owner to try out their dog food. Switch your dog's food to this food, and they are looking for you to complete the survey about the different smell and other factors regarding your dog's diet of tracking the dog's poop in a diary.
Oh, poop diaries.
Yeah, poop diary. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have to go through some kind of pretest to see if you have the olfactory senses necessary?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Have you had COVID?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And can you separate smells with your nose? Like a lot of people may not have had COVID. They just don't have a refined sense of smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need professional smellers.
I've got great smell.
They're looking for one person. They'll pay you $6,000 for this 2-month experiment.
That's pretty good.
I am in.
Yeah. Now, they are not just giving this out to anybody. It seems like this is you have to apply.
Oh, yeah.
Tyson's out.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I'm not going to fill out the application.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you make a video application.
Oh, yeah. You going around to all the turds and smelling them on your lawn and then being like, I smell some notes, some cinnamon.
Yeah. Travis said a dog lime. Poop sommelier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then you also have to report on your dog's energy levels, behavior, sleep pattern, physical attributes, weight, skin, fur condition.
Can you imagine day 45? My wife left me a fortnight ago.
Yeah.
I'm going blind in one eye. Must smell the turd.
Mm-hmm.
Some woody notes.
By the way, guys, this is a Big D, Danny Bryson. We didn't intro
him. Oh, you didn't intro Danny? Oh, my God.
We didn't have to. He jumped right in.
Oh, my God.
Necessary. I am here.
What a blooper.
I will be the AI that observes everything for eternity.
The eye in the sky.
The eye in the sky in everybody's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Observing your trespassing.
Yeah, vascular D.
Dogs, dookies. I mean, I will be there to watch it all and report on you.
Do you think you could reach out and be like, I have a cat,
Danny? Ah, my kids with the cat. Worst.
But maybe if it were vegetarian, you'd feel differently.
Also, I don't have the nose. I've lost the nose.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real money maker in its day.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Somehow. No.
Oh, dude, yeah. He would sniff out turds in the wild everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, at least I would know when I stepped in one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a unique smell.
Like, yeah.
Not only do I smell dog poop, but now I know it's on the bottom of my shoe.
On the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah.
You can tell.
The sixth sense.
You can tell. Yeah.
There's that. And then there's also the stench of death from a rotting animal carcass.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
And you know what? That's a good idea, is not just to smell the dog poo, but also to kind of like get it on your shoe. See if other people notice when you've stepped in it.
Because
that would be a big selling point. If you could create the stinkless dog turd that doesn't, that you step in it, it's just like, oh, I stepped in some mud.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is that my neighbors listen to this podcast. Should I just post the link to this podcast on the Facebook page?
Yes.
That is a good idea.
Yes. Like, oh, hey, check out this podcast for a great offer for dog owners.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, hey, neighborhood got a shout out in this podcast that I do. Pretty cool, huh?
What if you don't even say that you're the person on the podcast? Just like, hey, this podcast is hilarious. Everybody should check it out.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Three of the coolest dudes I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool dudes.
Viral marketing.
Yeah.
I hope this product does work, by the way. I hope Tyson takes up this job, gets the 6K. I hope that it works because it is almost dog poo thawing season here. All the people who let the snow conceal their dog's dookie, that's all that stuff's about to become exposed. It would be nice if we could eliminate the smell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the good news is if you go further than 100 yards up the hill, it's gone.
That's true. Very true.
These dog owners, they drive their car up the canyon, take their dog out to take a dump, and then just put it back in the car. They're like, well, the dump was your exercise, big guy, here you go, and then take him back home.
Mm-hmm. The best is when they wrap it in the little plastic bag and leave it in the mountains.
Yeah.
They're like, time will take care of that.
This is what they wanted.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold it. Like, I'll put it in a bag, but that's it.
Yeah, I'll put it, or the people that just put the bag over it.
I always joke that when the archaeologists dig through the dirt 10,000 years from now, they'll hit the mask layer, but they'll also hit the dog poo bag layer, which is like from the 2000s on. And that's how they'll know what layer of ground they're in.
Mm-hmm. They'll know the exact generation.
They're like, oh, here's the dog poo bag layer. That's the 2000s to 2050 for people wised up and actually started becoming responsible dog owners. They'll know. It'll be easy.
Dog toilets.
And if they can hit the mask layer with the dog poop bag layer, they'll know exactly where they are in the earth's crust.
Why can't we do a dog toilet?
I've seen videos of dogs I've seen mostly cats who know how to operate toilets. I don't know if dogs have figured it out.
But you make a different toilet that a dog could figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So make a toilet that looks like Tyson's front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and make that accessible. Yes,
the dog toilet,
it would be a hole in the ground.
I feel like it would need to be more than a hole in the ground. It would need to be some sort of, like, if I was going to like get out a cocktail napkin, you'd sort of have to like, well, if you want it to be self-flushing.
Yes.
So it's almost like you'd have to like, so you'd build like a pit in the ground, maybe like a 2x2 foot area that would be like a pit. And then it would have like a grating on the top. And then like the grating would have like some sort of like a retractable feature where then the grating would sort of either have like a trap door or pop out, you know, that the trap door won't open if there's like the, it can feel the dog stepping on it. And I think you could do it.
It's a good idea. Yeah. And it has to look familiar, like a place a dog has pooped before. So that's
like a wee wee pad. Yeah.
A neighbor's front yard or a foot off of a trail.
Yeah.
Like just so they know, like, oh, this is where my owner always tells me to poo 1 foot off the trail.
Maybe you could be like AstroTurf on the,
or in the middle of the trail. Yeah. AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Because here was my idea. Like you, let's say you have the square of AstroTurf.
Yeah.
And then once the dog leaves its turd on the AstroTurf, an automated mechanism comes down and sprinkles some Lowry steak seasoning on the turd, and the dog turns around and just eats it up again.
Oh, no, no. That took a turn.
That did not go the way I thought it was. I thought you had serious suggestions only, Tyson. Come on.
But if you don't have time to play a game with this idea. That does smell delicious. Yeah.
If you just keep recycling, then come on.
Mm-hmm. If only it worked that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's switch gears to in New York City, site of Caligula, as Josh Green mentions in the chat. Mm-hmm. We know the people of New York City know how to have a good time.
They love having a good time.
They love having a good time.
City that never sleeps.
However, that there have been more than 270 complaints called in to New York City's 311 system, which is not for emergencies, but for noise complaints of people, adults presumably, having adult interactions.
Obviously, there's a better number they could have come up with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have to say.
Mm-hmm.
311. So then you call 311 and you're like, I think my neighbors are having
extension
sex.
6-9. Oh,
and they're like, does it sound like they're having fun? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, okay, then it's fine.
Yeah. 311 is the New York City helpline, for the record. And so, people are making a lot of noise. And so 270 times, almost once a day.
That doesn't seem like that many,
big
by
city.
The way.
It's the city that never sleeps, Danny.
I know. And that doesn't seem like a lot for a city of millions.
Mm-hmm. Especially a city of millions where everybody's just stacked on top of each other with thin walls in between them.
The best would be if you called. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm so annoyed. They're having loud, awesome sounding intercourse. And the person's like, oh, can you hold the phone against the wall?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Can I hear?
That's great stuff.
Yeah. However, very good. I'm very jealous of you. Thank you for sharing.
I would imagine that you would call the number, call 311. Yes, I'd like to report my neighbors are having very loud relations right now. Like, all right, we'll send somebody over right away. What are the chances that it's still happening when the person gets there? It's zero. Ma'am, I don't hear anything.
Later. Yeah. I don't hear anything, and I brought my tearaway cop pants.
Mm-hmm.
I brought this little cup I hold against walls to hear things better.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Maybe these 300 calls don't represent all the people who are doing it, but only the people who are doing it for so long it became annoying, and they're basically marathon runners. Marathon sexers.
Yeah,
I don't know how to say that.
Yeah,
sure.
But you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They can go the distance.
So some of the complaints include called in and said, listen, I am a Christian woman. Help this girl stop having loud sex before God does.
Wow.
This is like trying to save this young woman from being smited.
Oh,
you know, when
I thought it was a threat.
When I lived in Scotland on my mission, so out there doing the Lord's work, me and three other guys, we lived in an apartment, and above us, they had loud intercourse pretty regular. And my companion, that's what you call the person that you're paired with, he would get on the bed and jump up and down and punch the ceiling in an effort to get them to stop. They never did. But the looks they gave us as they came down the stairs every morning was one of shame. I don't know if they felt bad. you know, that we had heard, mm-hmm. but it never stopped them. And I don't think that you can stop someone who's super loud. Even if the cops came, what are they going to do? Like where, I don't know, get soundproofing. There's just no way to stop it. That's just going to go on unless you can break up the relationship with some kind of Hollywood type scheme.
Oh, like what, Danny? Give us an example.
I got an idea.
Go. You've got a Hollywood scheme to break up a loud.
Let's say you have a square of AstroTurf. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get some dogs to poop on this AstroTurf.
Is
this
smell of a trebuchet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
that set off at 80 decibels. Yeah.
Tyson, that's not good enough. The scheme is you find out who your upstairs side neighbors, wherever they are, mm-hmm. right? And you concoct a scheme to get a relationship with someone in that couple. You have a run-in at the coffee shop. Now, the whole idea was just to break it up so that you could get a good night's sleep because it was so loud. But that doesn't work out. You end up falling in love with your neighbor. Mm-hmm. And then
you have loud coitus for the person above you. And then they complain and it's just like a vicious cycle.
Now there's no one to complain because the wall that was the thinnest that was into your apartment. So now only, you can hear the sobbing.
You can hear the sobbing from the room across the way.
I see what you're saying. So you've taken the partner, but you've left them in their apartment. Now the other person, now you're just giving it back to them. Mm-hmm. Also a good idea.
So they're hearing you.
Their own medicine.
And you're also hearing them sob.
Yes. And that motivates you.
Everything.
Tyson, their sobbing only makes you more excited.
Sobbing always motivates me. You know that, Danny. Every decision I've ever made in my life is just based on spite for someone.
I don't think you can quiet people down. I wonder out of those 300 phone calls, how many didn't have that same experience? At least, I don't know, a couple times.
If you can't quiet them down,
you're not going to quiet them down.
Could you get the other neighbors making more noise?
Well, couldn't you just turn on pornography super, super loud to combat it?
But if that's the sound you hate, why would you want to surround yourself now in stereo?
Could you then, fight fire? Well, I guess this wouldn't be fighting fire with fire. Fight matter with antimatter. Like, could you put on something?
Oh, hymns.
So unsexy? Well,
unsexy, right.
Like fart noises?
I don't know. Say like, fart noises if you have a Tesla. You could do that.
A barking dog.
Barking dog. Yeah,
put those people dogs vomiting, splashing and everything. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's really smart.
Mm-hmm. A really boring speech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are. I like that, Rob. That's more effective than calling 311 for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Really smart. So do you think there's a market for us if we maybe manufactured a mixtape of completely unappealing people chewing loud?
Okay. It wouldn't be this podcast, right? We wouldn't want to say like the News AF playlist would, because
this horns people.
The only experience that I've had is that hearing my voice over prolonged periods of time. See, I have noticed in one of the subjects that I have studied that this has led to an extreme lack of interest.
Oh, I thought you were going to go the other way.
In my diary. Yeah.
Have you been keeping an arousal diary? Like,
yes. Yes.
Very interesting. Well, and your voice isn't one of the things that arouses you.
Yes. Yes. Here. Well, it's not an arousal diary. This is the diary the log that I've been keeping of the interest.
All the people that have been aroused by your voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I had one of those too.
Yeah.
Mine's on my phone though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When was your last entry? February 22nd, 22. Talk to some strangers. Yes. Notice no signs of arousal.
So there's also, I guess you could email in your complaints. And then, so they've posted some here in the article. One person wrote on June 1st, orgy going on in the backyard, boobs and penis being flashed on the street.
No, no, that's not real. I need photographic evidence.
Where? This was a complaint?
Yeah.
This was a 311?
This was a 311. Another one person said, this apartment always have loud moaning from the female occupant while having intercourses. Hard for a lonely neighbor to get a good night's sleep.
Oh, sounds like a jealous. Yeah. Signed, Mr. Jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Mrs. Jealous. I don't know.
Okay.
That first one probably lived next to Caligula, who they do have a backyard, like a water garden, and they do sometimes do events out there. Mm-hmm. Of course, AstroTurf, much easier to clean with disinfectant.
Also, a person in Queens claimed their neighbor was shouting loudly that he is a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like someone who's on speed or cocaine while making love, because that's very similar to what I shout.
I would love to have a sexual Tyrannosaurus as my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would love for my neighbors to hear me shout that I am a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
I'm
vascular D. So,
by the way, sexual Tyrannosaurus. I feel like the Tyrannosaurus has like very short arms.
Yes.
Like, is that the ideal sexual animal that you would like to be?
I mean,
ferocious.
No.
For
what
sure.
would you rather say you were, like a velociraptor?
I mean, what is the sexiest dinosaur, I guess?
I honestly can't think of one. The Brontosaurus, he was at least big.
Slow. Lumbering. Yeah.
Lumbering.
Now you got me thinking. I bet I could come up with a sexy dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. I think the pterodactyl could work.
Mm-hmm.
Call yourself the pterodactyl.
Yeah, the Oh. Yeah.
Shout out.
The D-Rex. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the rafters as you're making sweet, sweet love.
Yeah. And this also, of course, was during the COVID-19 pandemic, because one person in April of 2021 complained that their neighbor, I guess, must have gotten their COVID-19 stimulus checks because they heard banging, loud moaning, followed by the line, "How's this stimmy, baby?"
All of these things sound almost too good to be true as stories. Like, just, I am a sexual Tyrannosaurus, the orgy in the backyard. Mm-hmm. People have wild imaginations.
This is something I can't even read, Danny. I'm sorry to say.
Because don't know the words in them? Or because
the guy was so excited typing the email, he was just hitting any key he could.
You think one person is sending in all these complaints?
One very imaginative person.
You think there's just one person that's... He's creating fan fiction by writing these complaints in.
Mm-hmm.
How much fun will it be for those people at work to read these emails? Like, how great of a job is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we can take on the responsibility, because I doubt they do anything about an email. It's like, what do you do? You got an email 12 hours after the fact. You're not going to send anyone over there.
We
just have a good laugh.
We create a hotline that's specific for complaints over sexual noises,
loud intercourse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't want to get involved in anything else. Like, we just want noise complaints for sexual noises, and then we can talk them through it.
Yeah.
How will you talk them through? Like, what? Talk them down?
So, like, you call in Danny.
Okay. Hey.
I guess I have to answer. Hey, this is 311, your sexual noise complaint hotline. What can I do for you today? This is an emergency of any kind, I must advise you to call 911.
It's a horn dog emergency, but not like a medical. It could quickly become a medical emergency, but currently is not.
In a few more hours.
Yowza.
Yeah, after a couple more hours of this, I will need someone to drain the main vein, if you know what I mean. But as of right now, look, I've got these neighbors.
Okay.
They're making this loud banging noise.
Well, where do you live? Just in case I lose you, tell me what address you're at and give me your personal
I live
phone
in
number.
The in a giant high rise on 24th or whatever.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
So I don't
the walls
know
are famously thin there.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell what direction they're coming from. It sounds as if it's coming from all around.
I bet front and back. Yeah, probably front and back.
Yeah, well, it started off with the sound coming just from the left. And then actually, as that increased, I heard some sounds from the right. And now I'm starting to hear sounds above. I feel like this is like, it's just getting out of control.
An attack on you. Do you have earplugs, sir?
I have tried them, but I'm torn. I do and do not want to listen to the sound simultaneously.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome
Welcome to Jurassic Park, baby.
Yeah, they've been shouting about sexual dinosaurs, and it's getting really weird. Okay. I've been starting to hear noises from the hallway now. Might be a giant orgy in the hallway.
Here's what I advise you to do.
You ready for my PPP?
turn on the least sexy movie you can think of, and get a drink. Turn it up loud. And
to be honest, all I can think about is Jurassic Park now.
Turn on Jurassic Park. Turn on Jurassic Park,
which,
sir.
Which one do you think is the least sexy?
Well, I think
three.
Yeah, three's probably the least sexy.
Life finds a way, and so do I.
So turn that on full volume, and we will be there soon, sir.
Just get something to eat, Mr. drink, DNA?
And we'll be there. We'll be there. Okay.
Okay. Bring a lot of sanitary wipes.
That's all we have. Yeah. Okay. Backpacks full. Okay. We'll see you soon,
please hurry
sir.
Up. They're climaxing.
Yep. Goodbye. We will. And then.
Nothing's been resolved. Yeah.
We never show up. Yeah. No, it has been resolved because you're going to think we're coming. You turned on the movie. You're going to watch the movie. You're going to fall asleep watching the movie. Sex noises are going to stop and we're never going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
A happy ending for
all.
I think
it's probably, you know, that nice that this hotline exists to give people an outlet to feel like, you know, it's almost like, I think when you go to the crosswalk and you push the button, does it do anything? I don't know. Do you feel like you're doing something?
Yeah. Elevator buttons are the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tyson, you could probably do with the dog poo department.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm already I already got to vent to you guys a little bit, which made me feel a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put it in order on Arnazon.
Mm-hmm. Got Arnazon, my Arnazon order in.
Yeah. Have you been getting your packages from Arnazon? I know you've ordered.
I haven't. I didn't cancel any of them, but I've been spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on Arnazon almost every day. And I haven't seen any packages.
Maybe get some soundproofing from Arnazon. I know you could, I bet you could buy it. Some wall thickening stuff.
Yeah, smart.
But I mean, that's not Tyson's problem.
Yeah.
Oh, he's too loud. He's so send some of it to your neighbors, Tyson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's the payback is make loud noises, Tyson. Think about it. Okay.
Yeah, I will think about it.
Noise pollution.
Don't think about
it
too much.
Yeah.
No, just the right amount. I'm going to think about it just the right amount.
Don't think about it too much. That's right.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So a new study is important for our older women listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
A study of 5,400 women between the ages of 63 to 97 found that some older women get a health benefit out of chores like washing dishes and cooking.
I thought you were going to say Viagra.
I said this to Liz, mm-hmm. by the way, showed her this study.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It didn't go over well. This, by the way, coincides with other studies done
right.
with women who burned a lot of calories doing housework.
Yes. So they're saying that it's good for you?
Yes, good for your heart health. This study was funded by your dads.
Yeah, by United Dads of America.
United Dads of America. Yes, but this is the American Heart Association published a study from the University of California, San Diego.
It's I can't so believe this stupid. Got out. I can't believe that this study was allowed to take place, because really the benefits to either gender would be there, like men or women, because mm-hmm. it's just movement.
Yeah. And it's just like any movement is going to be better than zero movement.
I don't mm-hmm. understand the woman aspect of this. I didn't understand it when I saw it come out, because it doesn't make any sense. It's just, just like they said, vacuuming and other things helped women be more fit back in the 50s. It would also help a guy be more fit. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, and then also the other thing is that they're targeting older women for some reason. Like, see all these things you've been doing your entire life that you were taught you had to do back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
There's reason for it.
Yep.
Who is behind this that is trying to convince everyone to do chores?
Rob already said.
Yeah, the University of California, it's San Diego. Found that routine activities like housework, cooking, and gardening saw a reduced risk of heart disease. But they also said self-care activities like showering. I feel like that the study has confirmed any movement is going to be helpful.
Better than no movement.
Yeah.
And showering, this sounds like a guy who has a girlfriend and he just wants to somehow manipulate her into doing something. He's like, I got to do a study.
Yeah.
I know it's obvious to most people, but if it's in study form, if it's in a paper that gets published, that's fact. That's science. Mm-hmm. And then he can show it to her and be like, look, all these things I've been saying for 20 years. Oh my gosh.
Who
did this study?
Yeah, I guess like they didn't have any guys participate in the study, so we don't fully know the effects that it would have on a male. Yeah.
Washing dishes in older women lead to louder intercourse?
Yes, for sure.
Is there a connection between those two things?
Yeah. Maybe for males that wash dishes, that could be.
For sure. Yeah. By the way, I wash dishes here, so my heart health is through the roof.
Through the roof, yeah. I'm loading and unloading that dishwasher like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. My veins get bigger every time.
I cooked dinner yesterday, and I took the garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, so, Tyson, you're going to live to 150. Yeah.
Great heart health. Okay.
Really great heart health.
I've got another fitness story for you.
Okay. Is it better than the last one?
That was kind of a dud?
No, I like the story, but it's just the United Dads of America. Like, so it was so blatant that they're behind this.
They were behind
UDOF. Okay. UDOF is the organization.
So we don't have enough time to be washing the dishes to improve our cardiovascular health. But a new study.
I wouldn't think we do. That's always been my argument. Yeah.
Okay. A new study says that you can get increased muscular strength in just 3 seconds of exercise a day.
Another Unified Dads of America research paper.
Okay. So what they found was that in a small scale study,
how small?
That they found that men and women who contracted their arm muscles for as hard as possible for a total of 3 seconds a day increased their bicep strength by as much as 12% after a month. What do you think, Danny?
I could just picture people doing a full body flex for 3 seconds, spreading yourself out on the carpet.
Yeah.
Flexing every single muscle as hard as you can for 3 seconds and you're done. Get up, dust yourself off, and you're ready for the day.
I heard that this is all Michael Phelps did for the Olympics. All his other workouts were a mask, but this was it. He would flex for 3 seconds a day. And go out there and kill it.
Tyson, what do you think?
Micro workouts. I'm 12%. The thing is that I think if you're doing absolutely nothing and then all of a sudden this is the thing you're doing.
Yeah.
I could see a 12% increase in a month. Yeah.
Okay. They tested 39. It's very good. This was a micro sample. It was a micro workout. It was also a micro sample. 39
study people who are willing to work out. Yeah. Who are willing to work out.
They are sedentary, but otherwise healthy college students. They had them do 3 seconds of weight training every day.
Imagine if your day's schedule consisted of, I wake up in the morning, I wash my dishes, then I lay on the ground and do a full body flex for 3 seconds. Then I do some vacuuming. I like this. I'm going to start some kind of like Insta fitness channel where it's just like unorthodox, but scientifically proven exercise routines.
Danny, will there be a warm up before the 3 second?
No, I just worked out while Danny was saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loud sex.
I'm gonna do one more. I'm going to get 2 workouts in today. Somebody talk.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to do 6 seconds? No, that's not necessary, Tyson. And actually, I would advise against starting off with 6 seconds.
I had a cramp in my hand.
Yeah, see, I told you 3 seconds.
Warm up with 1 second, I think.
Yeah.
I think I did less than 3 seconds. That's why I wanted to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It actually did make me a little tired to do all the I tried to flex every muscle in my body at the same time for 3 seconds.
What was the hardest muscle to flex? Did you do your fingers? Like,
no, I did fists, shoulders. Yeah.
Actually kind of hard to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try it, Danny. You try it while I'm talking.
I'm gonna try it.
But there it goes, Danny. He's going to do it. How tired
kind of did
you?
It. It did make me tired.
Yeah. See,
think about all the blood necessary. All of a sudden there's like no blood available for any other part
Especially
of my body.
Danny, if you're so vascular. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it's all going to my muscles. I couldn't even think for that 2 or 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It did make me tired.
Yes.
Yeah. You do feel it. I guess there's something to it, but it's not a lot.
So you will get stronger according to the study, but you will not add muscle mass. So don't expect to put on a lot of muscle. Yeah.
How do you get stronger without adding muscle mass?
I guess the muscles you have get stronger.
Yeah. They don't get bigger.
Mm-hmm. But traditional weight training will bulk up muscles, but this is just going to make you
taking what stronger. You have and making it efficient.
Yeah.
The ability to do more with what you have.
This was only a study on 39 people doing bicep squeezes.
Good enough for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like I said, my Insta fitness channel is going to be up in just a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 3 second workouts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Remember when it was 7 minutes to get abs? You had to do 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now
there was an ad or not an ad, an article just yesterday or the day before that said 30 minutes of weightlifting a week. So you can
that's all you have to do.
Yeah. Any routine you want, you can find the science to back it up. You want a pure Twinkie bench press diet / exercise. You can find somewhere that backs that up.
Mm-hmm.
I was told in college in exercise physiology or whatever we had to take as collegiate athletes, that you would get 80% of the benefits of what you wanted to do if you did it once a week.
Hmm.
And then everything after that was diminishing returns.
Once a week?
Yeah. So if you like running long distances, Danny, and you run a long distance once a week and that was all you did, you would be 80-ish% of what your full potential could be.
So you're working hard for the last 20%. That's what all the blood, sweat, and tears is
yes.
for. And that's what sets you apart from the common man who's only willing to put in that once a week for the 80%.
Correct. Yeah.
For 2 seconds.
Yeah. Which that was science in the late 90s. So everything could have changed by then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was it.
Okay. We talked last week about the Hank the Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Hank the Tank, which the was on the loose in Tahoe. Some vindication for Hank the Tank this week, as it was revealed that Hank the Tank was not actually one nor two, but 3 different bears.
Wow, a whole scheme.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this doppelganger crime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here it is unfolding in real life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that it worked this way.
Yeah.
Because essentially what's happening is you get 3 bears.
Always. There's always 3 bears.
Yeah, they have a powwow and they say, okay, we're all going to just break into all the houses you want, mm-hmm. get all the food you want. And one of us will eventually probably have to do time for all of it. But it's just, mm-hmm. you know, we got a 66% chance of getting away with it.
The bear should probably do 3 seconds of full body flex because mm-hmm. they're all kind of big.
Yeah. So you think that you think them. That, yeah, that'll help them get away.
I don't think I know. Science has proven.
Mm-hmm. Have any of the bears gotten away or have any of the bears gotten caught or how did they come up with knowing now that it's three bears?
I did a DNA test on the places that the bears had been breaking into. Mm-hmm. And they realized that there are actually 3 different sets of bear DNA.
Is that easier than catching the bear?
Yeah, I was going to say, they've got DNA scientists just sitting around looking for work. And like, oh, we can process this bear semen.
I think
that the DNA
is in like 500 pounds and chasing you. I think that, you know, the DNA is there.
Anything that's 500 pounds is hardly mm-hmm. going to be able to chase.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus the opportunity to trank something, which mm-hmm. is many people's dream. Mm-hmm. Seems like I'd gladly trank it. Yeah, that'd be cool to shoot a trank gun at a bear, watch it go to sleep, get up close.
And is that what you...
By the way, I offered my skills.
Yeah.
Did they call you? I never got a call. I did get a lot of calls that I didn't answer, but none of them left a message. They weren't like, this is the Tahoe Bear Patrol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mm-hmm. happened.
All right. So, Hank the Tank, I believe, still on the loose.
Man.
All three of them?
All three of them.
Are they all known as Hank the Tank, or is it Hank?
I don't know if it's Hank, Frank, Tank. And...
I think it's Hank.
Blank, by the way, Tank. If the bears are listening, any of them are listening, my advice is to cut and run. You've gotten away with this much, and you're lucky. Now's the time to just walk away. And I know it's difficult to walk away when you feel like things are going so well, but that's how everybody feels right before they get caught.
Right before the vascular deke.
Walk away. If you've seen the movie Heat, you know you should just walk away.
Mm-hmm. Don't take the last job.
No, never take the last job. And right now they're probably planning the big score.
Yeah, the last job.
Right. They're going to go hit that giant $25 million mansion that's filled with mm-hmm. ding dongs and Twinkies mm-hmm. and T-bone steaks. I'm telling mm-hmm. them, don't do it. Walk away.
Yeah. This house has a pantry that's the stuff of bear legends.
Exactly.
That's it. Walk away. We'll never get in there.
Do you think that the owners of these mansions could... thwart the bears or at least repel them by having loud sex noise.
Oh, will that scare the bears away?
Or will it call a bear in thinking it's like a wounded rabbit?
Yeah. Too much of a musky scent. I don't know. Does that invite the bears, Danny?
I think it might. They're like, oh, what's this strange noise? Sounds like a wounded mammal. And then they'll come in and be like, I didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how we lure them in then. Whether it repels or lures them in, this can be useful.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
Well, time is a concept that may or may not exist.
Yeah.
In higher dimensions.
What is time?
What is time?
Do you want to see this Wheel of Fortune clip or do you want to go to Danny's Bell Toll?
No, I want to see everything that I could possibly feed to my
Danny
eyeballs.
Absorbs information. Mm-hmm.
Danny absorbs information. Okay, so let me play this. This has been circulating online today. A big story today about the world's dumbest Wheel of Fortune contestants. Okay,
I've never been a contestant. So
yes, not Wheel of Fortune. Not necessarily known for having sort of like the younger brother to Jeopardy. Okay.
I know that
all
one.
Right. All right. So, Danny, we have the words just for our audio listeners. The on the screen, and this is shared via a tweet from Josh Gad, the actor.
Yep.
We have another feather blank N Y O blank R blank A P. Do you think you could solve the puzzle, Danny?
Blank A blank. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's what it is. Are we sure this isn't a deep fake? I mean, I believe, like, is this a real video?
According to Art Vandelay, Art says, I saw that show last night.
Okay. All right. I'll take Art's word for it. Okay. All right. Let's see it. I think I could.
You think you could solve the puzzle?
I think I could solve it.
Okay. Another feather, blank, blank, blank.
Let's hear it, Danny. What do you think it is?
In your cap.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if Danny is right. Okay. So.
Okay. All right. Another feather in your hat.
Another feather in your hat. No. Okay.
Christopher.
All right. So we're moving on. Okay.
Yay.
Moving on to the next contestant. Okay. This person gets a six.
G. No G.
G. He's looking for a G in the puzzle, Danny.
For another feather in your gap?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Yorg? The only place a G could go is that last word. Another feather in your bag. Another feather in your
bag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see him thinking it was bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't, but still. Okay.
Well, that's because you know the answer. Not everybody knows everything, Tyson.
Is another feather in your cap a very outdated expression?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Do any young people say another feather in your cap?
When was the last time? Yeah. When was the last time someone said, oh, that's another feather in your cap?
I've heard somebody say it not too long ago and was like, oh, yeah, that is a saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably the unified world of dads, that group.
Who had a feather in their cap? Was it Yankee Doodle? But he called it macaroni, right?
Yeah. You did call it macaroni.
Look, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's a weird saying. It's probably kind of old. And unless you're around old people all the time, I can't imagine when you're going to hear it. Mm-hmm. But keep going.
Josh in the chat says, I can definitely see Boston Rob saying that.
Hey, I got another feather in your cap. Coach, take that feather out of your ear like Tyson told you to and put it in your cap.
Is there more to this video?
Like, or are we done? No, there's more, Danny. Okay.
Okay, well, let's get to it.
Next person is going to go. All right, a spin.
Uh-oh.
Bankrupt. Red. The red guy, by the way, this is a subplot of the story. The red guy really stinks at spinning the wheel.
Okay. And he's faceless. Look at that.
Yeah, bad.
Assault?
Okay.
Another feather in your lap.
Another feather in your lap. No. This is the same woman that tried to sell the puzzle originally. All right. Back to the blue guy. He's spinning. 900.
D.
In your dad?
No, D.
Another feather in your dad? Now I don't know where he was going with that D.
Okay, it's probably not another feather on your dad. Has to be in, because the O is on there.
Okay, but maybe are they putting two and two together and realizing
another feather on your lad?
No, it has to be in. Yeah. O is already out there.
Not one I don't know. I can't excuse that.
All right. All right, back to the red guy.
This must be killing. Okay.
Lose a turn.
God hates him. Yeah. He's the only one who knew the answer.
Right, does he know it?
Back to yellow.
Go ahead and spin if you don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and spin.
Get buzzed out. Here,
okay. This is going to spin.
What letter would you like?
A P?
Yes, there's a P.
Okay, she finally got a P.
Oh, my God.
Spin or solve?
I will solve.
Okay.
Another feather in your map?
No.
Christian.
No, not another feather in your map.
I'm having a hard time making excuses for these people.
Okay. That blue guy got bankrupt.
This isn't real. This is a different dimension. We've somehow tapped into some kind of quantum television.
So what would you like?
A C.
You're a C. Okay.
Red guy.
There you go.
Gets it. Got
another feather in your cap.
Yes.
Okay.
I knew what Red guy knew all along.
He knew,
right?
He knew it
was, and that's killing him.
That's why the wheel tortured him like it did.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he kept whispering to that lady and being like, I think it's lap. Oh, it could be nap. Mm-hmm. Oh, it could be
that was
gap.
Yeah.
That was painful. That was one great. Of the most painful
that was really
things
fun.
I've watched.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun. Yeah. I'm glad that we got to see that and that you shared that with us.
Rob. Thank you, Rob.
That's good. All right. You ready for Danny's bolt hole?
Oh,
let's go.
I'm always open and ready.
Jump right in. Always a feather in Danny's bolt hole coming up right now.
Welcome. blanket. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, what do you got for us this week?
I have some emerging tech. We all love tech in the hopes that it will make our lives even easier.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Although some tech just never seems, it's always being promised, right? It's always there in the near future. Mm-hmm. And then it never comes into reality. And I feel like this might be one of those things. GM has a little company that they invest in called Cruise. And Cruise has applied for a for permission to put a driverless Cruise Origin on the road. And this is a completely driverless car. So it has two rows of seats that face each other. That's it.
Okay.
There is no driver. There is no steering wheel. You will have no control other than telling this car where to go on your phone and getting in. And then basically saying, "You, my life is yours, car."
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this because this is the future that we were promised a long time ago.
Yes.
And I'm eager to see it arrive. A lot of people will complain, "Oh, you know, people don't want to be in a car with no steering wheel," which I do agree will be creepy at first. Or
no steering wheel.
No steering wheel. It will be uncomfortable to get into a car and have zero control over it. Not even the, you know, no ability to decide what the car does at all.
No illusion of control.
Exactly. But if you think about it, a lot of the times when you get into a car, you have no control anyway. I mean, in a taxi cab, you can't reach through the glass or the cage to grab the steering wheel. That you're at the mercy of a human driver, which to me is in a lot of ways more terrifying.
Yeah.
Than an artificial intelligence.
You know, your car hasn't been up all night because it has a very loud fornicating neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. This could be covered in fluids just like a taxi. And also we give human drivers way too much credit because this vehicle is going to get a lot of put downs. People are going to be against it because change is hard. But the problem I find when it comes to automated cars is that people don't realize how bad humans are at driving. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when they talk about driverless cars, are like, "Well, what if there's a crosswalk and there's a child on the crosswalk and a crowd of five people next to the crosswalk? Well, how will the car decide which to hit or to kill the passenger inside?"
Yeah.
In my mind, it's like
trolley problem.
A human will hit the child and kill the driver at the same time. It's not as if humans are some kind of advanced species of driving a car. It's like, what you have to choose.
That's not the whole argument there, Danny.
Please tell me how a computer is going to do worse than a human.
No, I'm not saying that it's going to do worse. The argument there is that as the driver of your vehicle, you are most focused on self-preservation. Even if you're the one that has created the dangerous situation, you will act out of self-preservation, whereas a car will not. A car will sacrifice you if that's like what it like. So they're just saying like the car has no self-preservation.
It has no skin in the game. But my friend driving the car also will self-preserve himself and put my side of the car into the dangerous zone.
Yes, so correct.
Again, all these arguments we have against automated cars, and every time we see an automated car hit someone, yes, it's tragic, but guess how many people are being hit by humans on a daily basis in every state? It's a pretty high number.
I think that what I heard, it wasn't necessarily saying negative or positive. It was just saying like, you in your vehicle are always acting out of self-preservation when push comes to shove.
Yeah.
And your car is not going to like account for your safety over the safety.
Which is fine. Others. I've obviously taken or accepting some risk when I step into this coffin, this black and white automated transport coffin. And I can live with that, especially with these things being rolled out in large cities at low speeds. You know, just make them incredibly safe. Make them fill up with marshmallows when they get in a crash. I don't know how to do that, but I feel like now you don't have to worry about the driver. You can put people in safe positions. You can have all sorts of fluids and bags shoot out when it gets hit to preserve people's lives. But I for one am all for taking cars, the steering wheel out of the hands of humans. Because I agree. Under no illusion mm-hmm. that humans are that great. Said,
you've always maintained that you have no faith in humanity.
Not when it comes to driving.
I think that automated vehicles, if all vehicles on public roads have to be automated, that is a safer scenario for humankind than all these cars that you operate manually.
By the way, I'm not saying that when this car comes out that I'll be the first to step in and shut that door and tell it where to go. There definitely is going to be a learning curve, a long learning curve for these cars. But I'm excited to see them progressing, and I hope that they actually get this Safety Administration permission slip to go out and do this.
I think it's going to be a slog. I think it's going to take even longer than we anticipate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's why I said always in the near future, but at least that we're making steps, and I'd like this car to get its permission slip so we can test it out.
How many holdouts are there going to be? I'm not letting a computer drive me around.
Like, everyone in this... everyone over the age of 45 in the Senate. All these lawmakers who are like, I grew up in the horse-drawn carriage era.
Right to drive a car.
God didn't give us 10 fingers not to grip a steering wheel and guide our own fortunes. Totally. So we just have to wait for those.
Tech is trying to drive my car over my dead body.
Actually, sir, that car's LiDAR will detect your dead body in the road and go around it.
That car will never drive over your dead body.
We program these to do one thing. It should be not to drive over dead bodies. That seems pretty easy for an elementary programmer.
Yeah.
So anyway, future's coming. It's just really slow.
And safer.
Hopefully. Yes. Hopefully very safe.
Yeah. All right. Danny, anything else for the bolt hole?
That's it. It was kind of a slow week. Lots of other stuff in the news, but managed to find something that sparked my interest.
Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
Just plugging away. Trying to find adventures that don't involve me dying.
Yeah.
And that can be tough.
Have you been looking at adventures that do involve you dying and then gone against them?
Yeah. So I look at every adventure and say, that looks like fun. And then I look a little closer and I think, I could probably die. And those are eliminated.
Give us an example.
So let's say, I want to go ski a mountain in Washington State.
Is it a volcano?
Yeah, 35 miles round trip.
Okay.
The roads haven't been plowed, so I don't know how long the approach is to get to the trail that then is 35 miles. Okay. So don't know that. Avalanche conditions are high. Okay. Wind high. Temperature low. Yep. Can't get anyone to go with me. Mm-hmm. Off the table. Death. Not 100% certain,
imminent,
but rescue call is highly likely. So eliminated.
Have you ever had to do a rescue call for yourself?
I didn't call, but Liz has called for me when I didn't show up one night. But I was still alive.
311. Is that the number?
Yeah.
I think my husband's having loud intercourse in the desert
somewhere.
If you go find him.
Oh, I love that story. Then you were with your brothers.
With my brothers. That's the only time that search and rescue has been called on me. And I didn't call it. I felt like I could get out, but my wife did. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'll be up to.
That was like that story that we had recently.
What was the story?
Yeah. They were calling for the guy and,
that's right. In Colorado. I'd be a lot like that guy. I feel like as long as I have some strength, I can probably save myself and don't want the humiliation of being rescued, even if it means possibly dying. Pride is more important than life in a lot of situations like that.
Definitely.
Maintain your pride.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'll be doing. Tyson.
Pickle pod tomorrow and pickleball also tomorrow. I take Bergen to a pickleball camp that she loves. She's six.
Family. Cool. So yeah, family.
That's more pickleball. Now. Yeah. And then other than that, just Sunday worship and, start our week off right.
Yeah.
Who do you worship on Sunday?
Pickleball? Usually pickle TV. God. Yeah. Pickleball or TV.
Okay.
Both nice. Worthy worthy gods, in my opinion.
By the way, it's scorching hot, isn't there? It's got to be if it's 60 something.
It's like, no, it's like 75, 80. 80 is
beautiful.
80 degrees.
It feels hot. Yeah, feels hot, but it's.
Scorpions are out and about, aren't they, at that temperature?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, be careful.
Well, I mean, they're no more dangerous than a bee.
Well, for some people, bees are deadly, Tyson.
Yeah, so. And some people, scorpions are deadly.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Fun fact for everybody there.
We're all different.
Yep.
Bob?
Yeah. Big Brother Canada is going to kick off tonight. We just closed out Celebrity Big Brother. And then otherwise, you know, we're only a week away from Survivor. It's all happening.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I got to line up my guests. I've got I have a good guest for the premiere. I've got a good guest for episode two.
Is it Danny?
Danny, no. I should get Danny on there. I could get Danny on there probably, but he'd have to watch an episode of Survivor.
Are you in it? Are you going to be in this new season?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
But there might be a flashback. Somebody might say.
There like, could be a flashback.
Like I feel like I'm Tyson right now, and they could show a picture of him.
Yeah, that would be cool. Man, that'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. So next week, we'll be back again for you. More News AF. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to News AF.
You should. Appreciate
when you leave us feedback and star ratings. Also, you know, we're not greedy or anything, but, you know, they're free.
Yeah, we'll take what we can get.
website.com/NewsAF feed. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.